This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about polling. We're going to talk about polling. And we'll talk about Biden's numbers and Trump's numbers and run through everything. Because if you don't know, there's been a shift. And Biden, in a whole bunch of polls now, is in the lead. And that led to a bunch of questions. My opinion hasn't changed. My opinion on this has not changed. If you don't know what that's a reference to, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I talked about the polling and I indicated that I think there might be a fundamental issue with the polling. I'll put the video down below if you want to watch it, but the short version here is either we are witnessing one of the largest demographic shifts in decades when it comes to how different demographics are voting, or there's a fundamental issue with the polling. Since it's a rematch, I don't really believe that there's a giant shift going on. So for me, there's only one option. When you take that and combine it with some of the things that occurred in 2020 and 2022, that kind of reinforces it. Almost like the methods they're using are degrading over time. And then you take that and you look at the primary polling that in some cases was off by double digits. There's just not a lot of faith that I have in the current polling. That doesn't change just because Biden's now in the lead. It doesn't mean much to me. You know, this far out, generally, I don't really put a whole lot of stock in polling anyway. For us to be this far out and for me to suspect there might be some issues, I just don't put a lot of stock in them. One of the questions that came in that I did find interesting was whether or not you could at least kind of extrapolate the direction that a candidate was headed from the polling. Maybe, but you'd have to be real careful, because what you would have to do is find a poll from a specific pollster, and then you would have to make sure that they used the exact same methodology, because again, the issue with the polling, there's been some reporting on it, so I would imagine that some of the pollsters are trying to maybe adjust who they determine is a likely voter or the methods that they're collecting the information or whatever. If everything is done the same in the polling and you have a candidate that is headed up or down, you can safely assume that they are headed up or down with the demographic that's actually sampled. But I would not trust the percentage points. I wouldn't trust that. And then you take all of this when it comes to the polling and combine it with the fact that there's a high likelihood that the likely voter in 2024 is going to be different than previous years. That is also something that might throw off the polls. Hypothetically speaking, maybe something occurred that would drive more women to vote than normal. That would throw off the polls. Or encourage a higher percentage of young people to turn out. There's stuff like that that is definitely going to be at play. Especially when you might actually have a third party. There's a lot in flux here. I just don't have a lot of faith in the polling, especially this far out. Maybe there will be changes to how the polling is done. If I see anything like that, I'll let you know. But until the polling lines up with the results, or we have an explanation for a giant shift, it's just sus to me. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.